I just want people to get to know who I am outside of my helmet. A lot of people don't get to know who I am. They don't get to see me and stuff like that because I always have a helmet on.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
I think every interview is a chance to not only, you know, get to know them, but in ways get to know yourself.
Do you have a number one question that you typically ask?
We have some questions that we like to ask in there, but every guy is a little bit different. Really just getting to know the person first.
Let's play a round of Pick the Prospect on the Wolf and Luke Show.
All right, here we go, Wolf. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, wow. Usually you say no.
Yeah. Well, I've been waiting for this. This day is momentous, is it not? It is draft day.
From the people who brought us Super Bowl smarts, and by people I mean Aaron, that was a game, as you recall, that I dominated, and you had to leave in shame that day.
I think it was, it involves trivia, does it not?
Yeah, so we're going to learn about the prospects in this draft right now, okay?
Yeah, this shouldn't go much better.
Aaron's got questions, and we'll see if we have the answers. Aaron?
So with the first question, this prospect actually enjoys rugby more than football. He said, quote, "If rugby were a sport that gave scholarships and stuff like that, I'd probably have chosen to play that. I still love football, but I love rugby more," unquote. Is that A, Brock Bowers, B, Laiatu Latu, or C, Byron Murphy II?
Laiatu Latu.
Do we ring in or do we just give our answers? Well, you already went with Latu. All right, I will go with Brock Bowers. Let's go Bowers.
It's Laiatu Latu.
Well, can we both answer the same thing or no?
Did you know that because you did research with The Freak Show?
As a matter of fact, I did a little research on that right there. And
it
bothers me that his name's Laiatu Latu. Because the way you would say that if you were out on the island is Laiatu.
Laiatu Latu.
Yeah.
All right. Well, either way, you're right and I'm wrong. But for clarification, can we both have the same answer or no?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
This prospect started a foundation to fight bullying, empower youth, and raise awareness for mental health. He says he created the foundation to help those who feel like they don't fit in and teach them how to step into their greatness. Is that A, Caleb Williams, B, Olu Fashanu, or C, Joe Alt?
Olu Fashanu.
I kind of think it's Olu Fashanu, too. Is it Caleb Williams?
It's Caleb Williams.
Ah, no way.
I knew, but I didn't know.
Man.
Oh.
Olu Fashanu. He won the Heisman, the Academic Heisman Award, or was a finalist.
I'm winless over here.
Yeah.
I feel like Carolina.
This prospect's nickname with his family growing up was Plump. Is it A, Chop Robinson, B, Tyler Guyton, or C, Graham Barton?
It's got to be Graham Barton, right? Got to be Graham Barton. Chunky right now.
I'm going to say it can't be Chop because Chop's already a nickname. I'll give you Graham Barton if it's Barton. Give me Guyton.
It's actually Chop Robinson.
Ah, knock it off.
Swear.
He's Pork Chop and he's Plump?
Yeah.
Man, Pork Chop, Plump Robinson. Man. Plump Robinson.
Dude, what was going on?
I tell you, Chop Robinson, much more enticing draft name than Plump Robinson.
First of all, his name is Damien. You knew that, right?
Yes.
Did you see the way they spelt it?
I saw it in your Freak Show.
There was a lot of letters that I didn't expect to be there.
Oh my gosh. Boy, they spelled that thing unbelievable.
But they gave him 7 nicknames, so it kind of makes up for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
When asked what this prospect's dream job is, this prospect said, quote, "I'd love to be a test pilot for fighter jets, but realistically, I think I want to do something like being an owner of a restaurant or something like that. I know it's a lot of hard work, but that's my goal."
That's 2 unquote. Different jobs.
I'm just saying right now, it's basically the same thing.
Does
being
he need
a fighter
suit?
Pilot. Yeah.
Okay.
And owning and operating your own restaurant. Get ready.
You can give him some tips
on the
restaurant.
Because you're in the danger zone in both of those.
Is it A, Dallas Turner, B, Roma Dunze, or C, J.C. Latham?
There's no way it's J.C. Latham.
Something about this
music. Not going to fit in some fighter jet cockpit, first of all.
Well, maybe that's why he said realistically he'll open the restaurant.
Yeah, but still,
I feel like if it was a Dunze, I would have heard this by now. What was the first option, Aaron?
Dallas Turner.
I'm going Rome with Dunze.
All right, give me Dallas Turner.
It's Rome with Dunze.
I'll let this game.
I wonder if Luke will get one right this segment.
Yeah, we're not leaving until I get one right.
So. You know, he's in the flight suit right now. We got to tweet that out. Rick, did we do by the way?
Yes, okay, we did. We sure did. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Hey, you just noticed I'm wearing one. Nice. We're only an hour and 37 minutes
just
in.
Stop it. I noticed a long time ago.
You know, I was wearing it during the whole pre-show meeting, too. I was not.
A lot of athletes.
Thank you for that, please. Thank you.
A lot of athletes have a special.
No joke. Okay, I'm sorry, Mel.
A lot of athletes have a special, lesser-known ingredient that helps them perform and keeps them balanced. This prospect says that ingredient for them is his Bible. Is it A, Marvin Harrison Jr., B, Joe Alt, or C, Graham Barton?
Joe Alt.
I mean, there's pressure on me to get one right now at this point. I'll go with Joe Alt.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
No way!
Yes way.
Man, okay, I'm loving this kid even more.
I assumed if it was Graham Barton, you would have known. So this, because you know more about him.
There's
so,
no way. I thought it was Joe Alt.
So I had it down to 50-50, and here we go.
Boy. Luke is over.
You're not doing that much better over there, buddy.
I've had two, right?
Yeah, he has two, right?
There are no winners here.
This prospect knows how to milk a cow. His grandparents made him learn when he was growing up. Is it A, Jackson Powers Johnson, B, Roma Dunze, or C, Zach Frazier?
Let me just Google this real quick.
Oh, I know that.
It's got to be the West Virginia guy.
Zach Frazier.
What were the first two? Jackson
Powers Johnson and Roma Dunze.
I'll go with Jackson Powers Johnson.
It's Roma Dunze.
My God. Roma Dunze's all over this game.
Man.
I'm just trying to play the percentages.
I didn't think we were going
to
go with a Roma Dunze again.
That's the trick, right? That's the plot twist.
This is not Zach Frazier.
I did that on purpose because I knew he went to West Virginia, and I was like, Will's going to think that.
Any Oregon player in there would be the answer.
Shut up.
You guys want to do one more?
No. Yeah, it's good.
In 2019... Josh McCown was an assistant coach at this player's high school. Is it A, Cooper DeJean, B, Ladd McConkey, or C, Drake May?
This is why I keep getting the wrong answers.
I couldn't even read my own writing.
That was good, man.
A, Cooper DeJean, B, Ladd McConkey, C, Drake May.
B, Ladd McConkey.
All right, Drake May.
Drake May.
The shutout ends. There goes your no-hitter.
Wait, do you want to do one more to see if Luke ties it?
Yeah, okay, let's do one more.
Right.
I got to get a good one.
So embarrassing for you if I come all the way back and tie you on the last two.
This prospect babysat his coach's kids during his time in college. Was it A, Caleb Williams, B, Joe Alt, or C, Bo Nix?
I want to say Caleb Williams, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say Bo Nix.
See, I could say Bo Nix just to make sure that...
Good, if you want to live your life that way.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying right now,
you could.
If I used your logic, I'd say Bo Nix.
No,
but I'm
not.
I'm going to say Joe Alt.
Bo Nix.
Wow. We didn't even need to play the first 12 rounds.
Do you want to do one more to see who wins it?
Sure, let's do it. Let's end
please.
This right now.
This prospect
and
once,
I'll let you pick first, Wolf. Go ahead.
This prospect once wore Louis Vuitton cleats during one college football game in 2022. Do you know this?
I don't.
Was it A, Marvin Harrison Jr., B, Kool-Aid McKinstry, or C, Caleb Williams?
I feel like we all expect the answer to be Caleb Williams.
I'm just going to say Caleb Williams.
I'll go with Kool-Aid.
It's Marvin Harrison Jr.
You loved saying that, didn't you, right there, Mel? You loved saying.
This prospect's mom revealed a funny habit of her son, saying he can be in the shower for hours. He's singing in the shower, has his music playing, all of that. Is it A, Malik Nabers, B, J.C. Latham, or C, Jaden Daniels?
Or D, Vetter Wolfley?
Well,
Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah, I'll go with Jaden Daniels.
Malik Nabers.
I just figured if they were interviewing the mom, it was about Jaden Daniels.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so look, we tied. I'm considering that a win.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.